Oyster farmers are outraged after what is believed to be the biggest wastewater spill into the Mahurangi River this year. Watercare has told oyster farmers an overflow of 1,200 cubic metres happened on Wednesday afternoon, but it wasn't picked up by its alert system, and it's apologised to oyster farmers who now face a 28-day harvest closure and has begun an investigation into what caused the power surge and why its alarm and monitoring systems didn't work as expected. Now, Watercare's chief executive, Jamie Sinclair, was unavailable for an interview while the investigation is underway, but says he hopes to meet with farmers to apologise in person. Now, farmers told us in July they had reached breaking point after battling Watercare for 7 years to stop sewage overflowing into the Mahurangi Harbour. Mahurangi Oyster Association chairperson Lynette Dunn joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
This must have been devastating news. Just talk us through how you found out and what happened here.
We got a notification from Michael Jonker at 3:14 yesterday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, that 2:30 the Lucy Moore pump station had a power surge and flagged their internal alert system. The overflow sort of stopped around 8 a.m. They dumped 1,200 cubic metres of sewage into the harbour, which is equivalent to like 2,000 toilet flushes, 130 concrete trucks, which is a huge amount. We got follow-up from MPI about the 28-day closure at 3:25, and they said it may have gone down to 600 cubic metres instead of like the 1,200 cubic metres. Again, just the estimations of overflow into the harbour is incorrect.
Mm. Now, you've been battling this issue for many years, but just remind people the impact. You have to close for 28 days. This seems pretty extraordinary given all the battles that have come before that this would happen. I mean, what impact will this have on your businesses?
We're at the peak of the season and we need to get as many oysters off our farms before they spawn out and cannot be exported into the trade. We've been working 24/7 to catch up on lost income for the past year for the closures. Financially, you know, they were broken. We need financial support from Watercare, as this is not going to, it's going to continue happening for the next 2 years until the new treatment plant is up and running. We've just been battling this for 7 years and so we're just pretty worn out about the whole thing. Just the non-caring about the harbour itself as well. You know, like the ecosystem with all the sewage in the harbour can unbalance the harbour, cause oxygen depletion, toxic contamination, introduction of harmful bacteria, and create dead zones where marine life cannot survive. This is just not about the oysters, it's about the whole dynamics of the harbour, really. Mm.
Will there be some businesses that can, you know, might struggle now to stay afloat with this latest disruption?
Oh, we're all struggling. There's not one business in the harbour that's not struggling, basically. So it's going to be touch and go. With our season coming to an end, with the oysters spawning out, and then no income coming through that period of time as well. We've got to try and make it work through there as well as keep on maintaining our farms.
So just remind us, what is the process here around compensation and assistance from Watercare? Have you had any in the past? Do you expect any in the future?
I've got a little bit in the past, which probably didn't even cover a week's worth of bills type thing. Compensation, yeah, we definitely need some funding from Watercare just to keep us going for the next 2 years, because obviously this is going to continue happening. We've been battling it for over 3 years now, and financially we're just going backwards, you know, so we need some sort of support.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. What's the legal situation here in terms of their regulations and do they they've obviously acknowledged this latest issue. I mean, have there been any court action or anything like that, or is it just not quite that advanced?
Yeah, we sort of like can't sort of answer that on behalf of all the oyster farmers on the legal advice side of things here.
Okay, what needs to happen now then? You know, this has obviously been a failing of some measures put in place to prevent this happening. You need some reassurance that, again, this isn't going to happen again.
Yeah, we do. Exactly. We just need that reassurance. We need financial assistance to get us through for the next 2 years, to be able to, you know, once this, hopefully this new sewage treatment plant, once it's up and running, you know, things should be fine and we should be back to normal. But getting to that point is what we need assistance for.
And you're looking forward to an apology in person, get a bit more of an explanation?
In person? He's not been willing to talk to us for a long time, then all of a sudden he wants to talk to us now. So it's quite an interesting concept, isn't it?
All right. Well, we might catch up with you a bit later on about that. That is Lynette Dunn. Thanks for talking to us this morning. She is the Mahurangi Oyster Association chairperson. Obviously, pretty upset after this latest episode regarding sewage coming into the waterway.